Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of Commission, and Secretary Roebling, April Larson, Marketing Coordinator, here to chat about all those fun events that are happening in our parks, especially in this next month. Our goal is always to get individuals and families, especially into our state parks, and have some fun and get them outside and recreating. So we're doing that. One of our big events that's really promoted, especially by tourism, and we've been doing our own promotion, is Ford Sisseton's Frontier Christmas is on Saturday. So if you're up in the area of Sisseton, it's a great opportunity to bring your family out, grab some pictures in the old Ford up there. They bring in Santa Claus. They have the old-time Christmas tree where they actually have candles lit, so they actually have a full lighting ceremony. There's performances, singers. They're all in the old-time Frontier clothing and everything, so it's a really good opportunity to get outside and experience one of the most historic parks that you can really live history in up at Fort Sisseton. If you stay over, which I'd encourage you to, Roy Lake is actually doing some more promotion on Sunday. So Deputy Director Al mentioned that one of our big efforts has been trying to promote our different types of modern lodging or our different cabin use. So Roy Lake will have a Christmas open house. They have their own convenience store there at their facility, so they'll be open. There's decorations to, again, take pictures with, and then staff will be available to answer any questions. In previous years, they have even brought folks into the suites and into the modern cabin so that people can actually see what they are. So it's a great opportunity, again, to get out, especially in the northeast part of the state. If you're down in the Sioux Falls area or down in Rapid City area, both Good Earth State Park and Custer State Park are doing their own Festival of Trees. So we're fortunate enough here in Pierre to have our Festival of Trees in the Capitol, especially the Game Fish and Park tree on the third floor. But both of Good Earth and Custer have their own smaller event in their Welcome Center. So I encourage you to get out and see those Christmas trees lit up. Those are all sponsored by local organizations or nonprofits in those areas, and you get to vote and win on your vote for your favorite tree. So it's a really nice kind of community effort that goes into those. Similar kind of those sponsor lights are happening at Adams Homestead. That's running every weekend. You can actually walk with your family through Adams Homestead and Nature Preserve. They have all the trees lit up. They have the old homestead house and everything lit up for the lights. And they are bringing in and have been bringing in Santa Claus and campfires and hot chocolate. So you can actually have the full almost Hallmark experience of Christmas through one of our beautiful state parks. The other one, North Point Recreation Area, more in the south of here, they're also doing a sponsored event where they're having local community organizations and community partners sponsor campsites that they have decorated for the season. They are also doing a competition there, so if you get down there, make sure you vote on your favorite campsite. And they are having on December 17th their big promotion for the holiday season as well. They are doing an open house with Santa, but instead of the modern lodges, North Point has a few beautiful camping cabins. They're right on the water. So they actually open up the camping cabins. They also have heat and are open year-round. So it's their way to promote some of those additional lodging options. So families can go in there, participate in crafts, and then take pictures with Santa. So they can walk outside, see the beautiful lights, and then have that experience. The other kind of fun one, so beyond just Christmas lights, so we also have additional hikes planned in many of our state parks. Winter solstice happens right before Christmas, so there's quite a few hikes happening, especially by our education team. There's additional regular programming as well that always happens, especially at Custer State Park, especially for like the small children. They also have quite a few hikes to learn how to hike, and they have rentals available with volunteers there too to help year round so that you can go out there. They have their own kind of promotion as well. So if you go out and hike and find certain signs, you can win a pin. Similar, Good Earth is trying to do a similar kind of scavenger hunt right now. They have a miniature buffalo statue that they're putting out in the park and encouraging folks to go out and search for the buffalo to win a prize. So again, trying to get unique experiences out there for people to enjoy. Beyond that, we do have a couple Winter Wonderland educational kind of events and workshops where families are encouraged. These are happening in kind of the central and northeast at multiple parks. And all of these are available on gfp.sd.gov/events. But Winter Wonderland workshops have crafts for the kids. There's going to be like campfires and then other kid-friendly activities. And then more or less, I wanted to mention that as we continue to move forward in January, we will have a bunch of first day hikes happening. Those are being planned. Right now, we're looking at about 15 parks are participating. So this is part of a national program that we kind of initiative that we continue to promote every year as well. So the starting the first year outright, so get out to the parks, get some exercise, enjoy the fresh air, and enjoy a guided or a self-guided hike through our parks. Right now, about half of the hikes scheduled will have Master Naturalists that will be leading them. So Master Naturalists is another initiative program that Game Fish and Parks we help with as well. That's a program that you have the experts. So many of them are biologists by trade or teachers that actually get that extra training, and then they volunteer to come into our parks to do the wonderful hikes and everything. So if you want to know more about those, I encourage everyone to follow Facebook pages. We have many built for every state park, and then our website. With that, I'll take any questions.
That's awesome. Yeah. Lots of fun stuff. Lots of fun stuff.
I do have a question.
Commissioner Risley.
April, you guys do such a good job at putting together activities in our parks. How many volunteers do you usually have to tap into for those, or do you tap into volunteers at all?
Great question, Mr. Chairman. It really depends. So for the Christmas and the ones happening around the holidays, a lot of our volunteers are actually gone. Some of them are snowbirds. They head south. Many of them may be college kids, especially our seasonals that would help with them. We hire quite a few seasonal naturalists that come in just for a certain amount of time. Those a lot of times are school teachers. So this time is just more or less, a lot of times it's just staff that's trying to put these on. So they're looking for community members to, so for campsites to sponsor the cost to have those lights out and everything, because we are working with a smaller volunteer pool at this time of the year, but certainly very important. We have regular volunteers at like Good Earth State Park that are welcoming visitors. Custer State Parks requires more or less some volunteers across the year as well. So it really varies. But we love our volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Nicely done, April. Appreciate you.